Let's pick up Bob in Riverside, and he's got a question about gallbladder. Are you there, Bob?
Yes, I am. Good morning, Dr. Martin.
Good morning.
I'm 57, 190 pounds. I had three gallbladder attacks.
Okay.
3 years ago, about.
Not fun.
And they wanted to do surgery. They didn't because of some lab conflicts of my blood. I came home. I did good for 3 years. Got careless with my diet.
Yep.
And I had three gallbladder attacks last weekend.
Okay.
I went back in.
Uh-oh.
And NutriMed said there's a lot of small stones in the gallbladder.
Yep. Easy to clear. You said you were 67 years old. Is that right?
57.
Okay. Do you want to save this gallbladder or you want to have them chop you up?
I'd rather save it.
Okay. Well, it's a fairly easy thing to do. And I can tell you with the gallbladder attacks also usually comes high cholesterol, a lot of burping. You jam your bile salts back into the livers, so many people feel kind of irritable. So it's not a fun thing. In Chinese medicine, it's called the angry man. So I do think it's a good thing to get rid of. So the first step, of course, is to get on something called gallbladder nanodetox. This is a Chinese herb called gold coin. And this guy softens the stones and debris so it's easier to pass them. And at your body weight and your age, you're probably going to need about 4 teaspoons of gallbladder nanodetox per day. And you're going to use this guy 16 weeks, okay, 4 months. After 3 weeks, you're going to start a series of coffee enemas, okay? And these are not bad. I have saved my gallbladder doing this. I'm older than you. And a very close friend of mine that I begged to do these didn't, and he's lost his gallbladder. And at this point, he says to me, boy, if there's anything I regret, it's not listening to you. It's too bad we were too close. I didn't pay attention to you. So coffee enemas, they're fairly easy to do. If you call the order line, you get a detailed instruction. You can get organic coffee. You get a hygienic bucket enema approach. It's a piece of cake to do. And what you're going to do is 2 per week, and you're going to do those for 13 weeks. And more than 96% of the people we've done this with have normal cholesterol, have normal bile flow, and everything is glued back together again. I was one of the people that didn't clear. I've done 60 coffee enemas. After about 50 or so, I passed this piece of black-looking sludge that bounced in the toilet, and after that, my gallbladder, cholesterol, burping, all that stuff stopped. So sometimes we have to go a little bit further, and it's funny, doing this for a living, I got the booby prize. I had to go a little bit further. But if that happens to you, don't worry about it. Persist till you get normal cholesterol, normal bile flow, and the way you keep it there, that's the maintenance, is to have adequate B6. So if you're on max stress B, you can easily do that. But the thing to remember is that we live high-stress lives. If you've got a high-stress job, real intense, stay on the max stress B. If you got a low, easy life, I would use this for maybe the next 6 months, and then chances are you're going to be okay, and you don't need it for a lifetime. Okay?
Any complications with me being a incomplete quadriplegic?
Oh, wow. Well, one of the things that you normally have is decreased innervation from the spine, low blood pressure and low spinal innervation. Do you have normal bowel movements every day?
I have bowel movements every day. I have to digitally remove.
That's what I thought. Okay, so I suspect this will help you more than the average person, but could this occur again to you? Yes, because you would have lower innervation from the spine to the liver and to the intestine. One of the things I would suggest for you that we have used for hundreds of people who have been injured and don't have the normal spine function there is something called Noni. And here, if you use typically about 6 per meal, you'd probably have to do it for a lifetime, you'll find that often you can achieve normal bowel movements. Okay, I'd give it a try. There's no guarantee, but if you could, then I think you could expect not to have to redo this little gallbladder dance for the rest of your life. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Good luck to you, and let me know how this works out after about a month or so, okay, buddy? I think you'll see the gallbladder attacks are gone very quickly. If you were to have another attack, what you want to have in your house is something called gallbladder complex. Gallbladder complex infallibly dilates the neck of the common bile duct as much as 2, 3, 4 times, so whatever is stuck there gets blown out, okay? So that, at your body weight and your age, normally we would use about 3 per meal. I would say because of the issue at the spine, I'd probably use 4 per meal, okay? If you have any trouble with the attack again, I'd just have a bottle of this around like an ace in a hole, okay?
Thank you so much, Dr. Marshall.
You're welcome. My pleasure. God bless you and your family. And let me know how you're doing after a month or so, okay?
I will do that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye now.